Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Yesterday, due to the adverse weather conditions, the decision was taken to discontinue the search for the missing fishing trawler, the Sheila, and its three crewmen. The missing men were named as skipper Pat McCarthy, better known as Mac, and crewman Pat McCarthy, son of the skipper, and Maurice O'Callaghan, better known as Mossy. The fishing vessel left Yall Harbour yesterday morning and did not return at its normal time. At first light this morning, a major rescue operation got underway off the coasts of Yall and Dungarvan. The Yall lifeboat and the local fishing vessels are given assistance in an attempt to locate the missing trawler. According to Met Éireann, gale force winds around the southeast coast will continue to decrease today. The weather conditions have been described as good for the search and rescue. From where I'm standing, I can see the sea is still choppy, but visibility has improved. A local fisherman told me that it's the worst storm to batter this coast in his 30 years fishing out of Yall. As storms around the southeast coast have claimed many lives in the last number of years, including the Rising Sun disaster. As I drove through Yall this morning, it's as if a dark cloud hangs over this tightly knit community and will not disperse until the fishermen are found. I will keep you updated as this ever-changing situation unfolds. This is Marita Kelly for CRY 104 FM.
Sheila, you look like you made the right decision to come home. Would you look at you, you're exhausted.
I wouldn't have come home if it wasn't for the children.
You go upstairs and lie down and I'll bring you up something.
I'm only going to have 40 winks and I'm going straight back down, Chrissy.
Will we see Daddy again?
You will, of course, love. He'll be home before you're twice married.
I'm never getting married.
I'm putting on some tea and toast now. Does anyone want some?
I'm not hungry anyway, Chrissy.
Sheila, you've got to eat something. You'll be no good to anyone if you don't eat.
The girls will eat something.
No, I'm not hungry.
I'm not hungry. I'm just tired.
Leave, will you take Siobhan up to bed? I'll be up later.
But, ma'am, I want to stay here with you.
Go on, love, go up to bed. I'm going to be straight up after you.
Come on, Siobhan. We have to let Mammy rest.
Wake me if Daddy comes.
I will. Go straight to sleep now, love.
They're exhausted, God love them, Sheila. Will you try a cup of tea and some toast?
Go on, I will then, but that's all I'm able for, Chrissy.
You've got to eat, Sheila.
I don't know what I'm going to do if...
Don't even think about it. God's good. Word will soon come that they're safe and well.
Do you think so, Chrissy?
I know so.
It's hard trying to keep it together, but I have to for the children's sake.
You'll get through it, Sheila.
I hope so. I'm just so tired, Chrissy. I can't even pray.
Will you forget about the prayers and look after yourself? The thoughts of and prayers of everyone is with you. Father Byrne is saying a mess for the safe return this morning. Will you get some of this into you now? Come on.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Everyone's rallying round you to help. You're not alone.
I wonder if there's any news.
Stop worrying. The sergeant said if there's any news, he'll be the first to know.
I want to be on the harbour when Mac's boat rounds that lighthouse.
You're not in any fit state to go anywhere now. Look at you. When you've rested, I'll see you there. For now, will you just rest?
I think I'll just stretch out here on the couch. I'm just too tired to go upstairs. Thanks for coming up with me, Chrissy.
Sure, thanks for what? Isn't that what neighbours are for? Go off to sleep for yourself now, love. I won't be too far away.
I can't take anything in. It's like a dream. And to think the biggest thing worrying me yesterday was what I was going to make for their dinner.
I knew there was something wrong when the Sheila didn't arrive back between 3 and 4 yesterday. Mac is always in time late. He knows that sea better than anyone.
He's one of the most experienced in Yall. I was tied up alongside him yesterday morning. And he was looking forward to going back out to sea after the long layoff with the back trouble.
Aye, they were saying at lunchtime about a mile off Ramhead and the sea was calm, lad.
I can't understand why they didn't raise the alarm. Should the Sheila's fitted with the best of equipment?
Sure, and then Tenna could easily have snapped into storm. Anything can happen at sea as well, you know, lad.
Oh, by it can. It can be your friend or your foe.
The sea is a fickle friend, lad.
It gives life with one hand and takes it away with the other. Watch this. I'll try him again. Mick, fill up a couple of pints there for us.
I know what I'll pull. Lads, keep it down. I told you, no drinks until the proper time. There's a half an hour left.
Here, Mick, Cora, what's a half an hour amongst friends? By God, I'll tell you something, a half an hour's a lifetime if you need a drink.
Do you want me to lose my licence?
The sergeant is a fair man, and with the morning that's in it, and under the circumstances, and we waiting here for the word of the Sheila, I don't think he's going to prosecute anyone.
He's right, you know, Mick.
Sure, if you're caught, we'll pay the fine, won't we?
Not a bother, boy, not a bother.
I shouldn't be open at this time. I couldn't let everybody stand out there in the cold. The shops and cafes have been sending everything over all morning. There's soup and sandwiches, tea and coffee if you want them.
Yeah, soup and sandwiches. At this hour of the morning, I get sick, boy.
Read the sign up there. No alcoholic beverages to be served until 10:30 a.m.
So you know he can't read.
She's having fishermen like brothers when they're not working together down the pub. Having a pint with each other.
He's not listening to you.
Here's the father and the sloop coming over. Any news, father?
I'm afraid there's no news. But no news is good news at the moment, I suppose.
I think y'all is preparing yourself for the worst, father.
Well, at this stage, all we can do is simply pray for their safe return.
Aye, there's going to be a lot more tragedies since they put a ban on salmon fishing. We have to go further and further out to try and make a living.
I remember a time when the harbour was full of trawlers.
By God, it was, wasn't it?
Now there's only a handful. Well, I can tell you, Father, if there's any such thing as a sin, that's a sin.
Yes, Father, like you, they say your job is a vocation. A fisherman's life is a vocation too, lad. Most good men have blood running through their veins, but fishermen have salt water running through theirs.
Tell me, lads. Is it really true that fishermen never learned to swim?
Well, I never learned to swim. Did you, Mickey?
No, not a stroke, but you still must respect the sea.
Did you know the fishermen on the Aran Isles deliberately never learned to swim? Well, should their carrack overturn, they might drown all the quicker.
Well, I never knew that. Real men sinking straight down to Davy Jones's locker.
They also say that the big knitted Aran jumpers, each family has its own stitch. So that the drowning victim could easily be identified, even after a long time in the water.
We'll easily know if it's Mossy because he's worn the same clothes all his life.
Well, he better not drown. He owes me some money. No, Father, look, we didn't mean that.
I know you don't. Sure. I only got to know him in the last couple of months.
You never get to know Mossy, Father. Isn't that right, Jackie?
The special branch couldn't keep up to him.
Yeah, he's a bit rough around the edges, but he has a heart to gold.
Yeah.
Sure. You can hear him before you can see him.
Even St. Jude gave up on him years ago.
Ah, but he's very, very good to his mother.
Aye, a big man with short arms.
With short arms?
Aye, he'll tell you that himself, that they're not long enough to reach into his pocket, Father, to buy you or anyone else a pint.
Here's Mrs. O'Callaghan over.
Where's God now? Where is he, Father?
He is among us. God's help is nearer than the door. He's out at sea with your son, Mossy, and of course the Arden McCarty's.
I'd like to believe he is, but he's not, is he?
So I said some prayers for them this very morning at Mass.
And who are you praying to? God, is it? You're wasting your time, because if there is a God, he wouldn't allow this to happen. Morris has been lost all his life, but he's a good boy. And I love him more than anything in the world, and I'm not going to allow God take him from me. I don't want to hear you say it's the will of God. Huh? Because it's not. At the end of the day, there's nothing you can do but preach.
Mrs. O'Callaghan, can I get you anything?
I just want to sit with my friends.
She's upset, Father. She doesn't mean what she said.
Yeah, I know, but no one knows what she's going through.
You know, Jackie, I'm going to try him again. Mick, give us 2 half ones.
Another 10 minutes.
You're go on. No one will see you.
I will. There's the sergeant now.
Miserable cold old morning, sergeant, isn't it?
Good morning for a hot whiskey. What would you think, Sarge?
Yeah, indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Any news?
No change. A small amount of debris has been found, but it means nothing. It could have been washed up from the seabed. The Coast Guard and Lifeboat have told me that they'll continue searching until they find something.
What are the chances of finding them alive?
Based on my own experience, the longer they've not been found, the odds are they've drowned.
Yeah, but we must cling to hope.
Hello? Yes? Yes? When? Good man, thank you. Two men have been pulled from a life raft and have been rushed to the COH in Cork. He didn't disclose their names.
Two have been found alive.
Wow! Hey,
thank you. Thank you for drink. Two half as much of the oil.
Chrissy, you look like someone the cat dragged in. Your eyes are in the back of your head. They look sore.
They're burning.
They look as if they're bloodshot.
I want to see them from my end.
Will you stop rubbing them? You'll only make them worse. You'd want to get some eye wash in the chemist for them.
I will when I get a chance. So I was up all night with Mrs. Mack. I couldn't let her go through what she's gone through all by herself, God help us.
Chrissy, you're an angel. Florence Nightingale is only trotting after you. All you're short now is your lantern.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one. They'd probably tax it. Lantern tax. They tax everything else. So I left poor Mrs. Mack and the girls cuddled up alongside each other on the couch. So the two girls wouldn't stay upstairs by themselves.
Actually, they wanted to be close to the mother. How were they taking it?
They couldn't sleep a wink. I couldn't either. I can only imagine what's going through, Mrs. Mack said. And that poor woman's only after having a miscarriage.
Oh, they say tragedy come in threes, just like the buses. I don't know how I'd handle it.
Nora, will you give me some milk, bread and butter there? Real butter now, Nora. Not that stuff that you get in the tub. If I need something else, I'll come down later on.
I heard in the early morning news that they hadn't found the trawler yet. Or anybody's. 'Tis God's will.
Ah, it's not looking good at all. And the McCartys are good neighbours. So they were great to me when himself died.
Good neighbours are very important.
Now we live next door to each other, but we don't live in each other's ears, Nora.
Is that everything? Milk, bread and real salty butter?
Give us a tin of cat food there as well, Nora. And a half dozen eggs. Are they free range and fresh?
Nearly every day, I tell you. I'm only stocking free range. And nearly every day, I tell you. They're so fresh, the hens haven't even missed them yet.
Just checking. Put everything in the book, Nora.
Any news before you go?
Mossy's wife was around the harbour last night.
Mossy's wife? She said she'd never come back to y'all. She left here because we weren't good enough for her.
It was a marriage made in hell, that was. I'll tell you something else. She had a little boy with her.
She had not.
And she has, and he's Mossy's.
My God. I never thought he had it in him. When you think you know someone, I'm shocked.
She's a saucy hussy, that one. She walked around the harbour last night like one of those models you get in Merrick's windows. And she wouldn't turn her head in case she got her hair tossed. And she doesn't even have a grey hair on her head. She'd sicken you at that age without any greys.
It has to be a rinse. It has to be.
Don't you know it is? And she's an accent that will cut your throat.
I wonder what she ever saw in Mossy.
They say opposites attract.
Oh, Lord, isn't it great news? Two of the fishermen have been picked up alive and have been rushed to the CUH in Cork.
When did you hear this?
Oh, Jeannie, about half an hour ago. I was walking past Mac's bar there on the quays when there was this almighty roar. That's when I was told two had been found.
Did you get their names?
They didn't know.
I'll go and see what's the latest.
Oh, Mossy's mother, the poor woman, she's climbing the walls. Oh, if Mossy's gone, she'll go straight after him.
He's not gone. Don't say that.
That God is good.
I see ya.
Let me know if you hear anything.
I will.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing. She was up all night. She's tired.
Sure, we're all tired.
Tired from morning.
I don't have to listen to this. I'm going elsewhere.
Do.
Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tybee. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Y'all production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.cry104fm.com.